That's 4 by 8. Now a cord is 4 by 16.
Well, now, if people were carrying wood from one place to another, did they, like in a wagon, did they speak of that as hauling wood?
Yeah. And the reason...
They'd say they were...
Hauling wood.
Uh-huh.
And the reason for the size of 4 by 8 is because the average wagon bed, with the average length wood, what we call cooking wood.
Uh-huh.
Well, you could just throw it in there, and one wagon bed would hold a 4 by 8.
I see.
So if the people you were selling wood to trusted you, you could go up there and say, well, I've got a load of wood here. And they say, well, is there a rick? Yeah, this bed holds a rick. Mm-hmm. Someone would stack it up and measure it on you, see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they found out that, and of course, I was one that always tried to give them full measure.
Mm-hmm.
And I was selling wood, and maybe they'd rick it up. They never questioned it after that. They knew my wagon. I knew how full it was.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you've got longer wood, then you've got to rick it into your wagon and get your wagon full.
Mm-hmm.
And up the heater wood was would never seldom exceed 32 inches. And you could get a rick of wood in your wagon bed by layering it in, ricking it in. But then when you get into what they call cordwood, you ever hear of that?
No.
That's what they burned in cotton gins.
Oh, that's what they burned in cotton gins.
And it was 4 foot long. And you would haul it on your, you'd have a frame on your wagon with two big standers on each end, and you just rick it on that wagon until you got it all the team could pull.
Mm-hmm.
Take a chain, bring back, boon it down, and go to the gin with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sold by cords, 16 cross and 4 high. We got, that's the way my dad and my brother and I would make a lot of money during the summer, was we would clear up land and we'd get $12 and a half an acre for clearing it, and if you depend on that, you'd starve to death. But out of that, we would get our winter's wood, both cooking and heating. We would sell a lot of wood, cooking wood and heater wood. And we might sell 100 ricks or 100 cords of gin wood, which we would get $3 a cord. Boy, that's $300. And lots of money back then between crops, $300. Some people wouldn't make $100 between crops. And then my dad was of the old school, and he would make cross ties and sell to the railroad. Out of some of these things. So we had several avenues of income off that acre of land. We'd even have found some logs. Of course, this land that had been timbered off. But occasionally they would leave a nice tree. If they did, we cut saw logs out of that. So we sold saw logs for lumber, or we'd haul them to the mill, have the lumber cut, and we'd store it at our home and sell people lumber that would come by. But we had the logs, the gin wood, the home wood, the domestic wood, and the cross ties. See?
Oh,
and the fence posts. We'd make fence posts
too.
Run across mulberry and sassafras,
which
doesn't rot soon. Well, we would make fence posts, and we'd sell those and worth 10 to 15 cents a post. And off of an acre of land, we might make $500. Instead of 12 and a half.
You're right, just from all those other...
And a lot of people that weren't good managers would take that acre of land and cut their winter's wood and cut all the rest of them and burn it up, stack it up in huge piles and try to burn it, and would starve to death doing it.
Because they didn't know how to manage.
Didn't know how to manage.
Well,
my dad was a manager, and from the day I can remember when he'd tell my brother now to go out here and do so-and-so, he didn't come out to see if we were doing that job right. He knew we was.